Track 6. Now to the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
North Creek's lost airmen commemorated. On a January afternoon, 78 years ago, 17 aircraft thundered down a runway of RAF North Creek and headed off towards occupied Europe on a vital deception mission to trick the German air defences. One of them, with 8 men on board, the oldest of them just 23, was never heard from again. The Halifax bomber with the call sign A simply vanished. The operations book from RAF North Creek, between Fakenham and Wells next to the sea, records 17-1-A is missing, nothing being heard of him after takeoff. Their mission was to deploy radar countermeasures over occupied Europe to trick the Germans and to help conceal the true position of an Allied bomber attack. The mission was completed successfully, but without a 17-1-A. Its wreck was eventually discovered the following year in eastern France, near the village of Ambly, during post-war research into the location of missing aircraft. All of the crew had died, and their remains buried at Ambly. The story of this wartime mystery and the fate of those on board has been researched and highlighted by Nigel Mortar and Claire Nugent, who live in the control tower of the former base and explore the history of the site. The crash was not known about for a long time after, Mr. Mortar said. Mr. Mortar and Ms. Nugent, who operate a bed and breakfast business from the North Creek Control Tower, have had a memorial installed for those who served at the airfield. HomeSafe, created by Andy Knighton, is on the B1105 on land designated by the Walsingham Estate and includes a roll of honour.
Swim for free. A Norfolk leisure centre has announced a free swimming session to run each week this winter during the cost of living crisis. This leisure centre is running a free swim session from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. every Friday in the main pool, aimed at those in need so that they can exercise for free. And elsewhere in South Norfolk, there are free activities at Long Stratton and Wyndham leisure centres, including arts and crafts, short tennis, badminton and basketball. Now, these sessions will run during the winter months, excluding the school holidays.
The county on TV. Norfolk is providing the backdrop and some extras for an episode of a hit true crime series filmed in the county. Catching Killers follows police and prosecutors as they investigate, arrest and convict the world's most violent murderers. Filming took place at Scotto Enterprise Park between Coldishall and North Walsham. In December, a casting agency put out a call for local people to be extras in the docu-series and released pictures of the people it wanted lookalikes for. Scotto Enterprise Park is a 600-acre site based on the former RAF Coldishall, and its unique spaces and private roads make it a popular location for TV shows and films.
Mark tackles challenge for spinal research. Lifelong rugby player and sports professional Mark Laws from Norfolk is tackling a 450-mile route up the spine of Britain to raise money for life-changing research into paralysis. Mark will complete over 70 miles a day running, cycling and hand cycling for spinal research, beginning his challenge at the England versus Scotland Six Nations rugby fixture at Twickenham on the 4th of February. Now, his route will take him through some of the most iconic rugby locations in the UK, finishing at Murrayfield, the home of Scottish rugby, at the Scotland versus Wales match on the 11th of February. He will also be cheered on by some famous faces, including Rugby Union World Cup winner and spinal research patron Jason Leonard. Mark is taking on an epic challenge, and I'm calling on the whole rugby family to get behind him. I've been lucky to play rugby all my life, and it's a game which has given me so much. But, as with any contact sport, sometimes accidents do happen. And a friend of mine has recently suffered a spinal cord injury. And that's a timely reminder of how fragile our bodies can be. so I wanted to take on a challenge which could help those injured both on and off the rugby pitch, says Mark. And if you would like to support Mark, go to www.justgiving.com/fundraising/tacklingbritain.